Since I lost my dear husband a wee while ago, though I feel the hard shock of it still, I've been left with a really incredible gap, which is not very easy to fill. My friend, Mrs. Wishart, who lives down the street, a nice woman, it's really a shame. Her husband, too, was cut off in his prime, and she's feeling the lack just the same. We've had many attempts at fulfilling ourselves by unselfishly doing our stuff. We've embroidered our doilies and buttered our scones. Small things help, but they're not quite enough. Then it came in a flash. I was thrilled at the thought how to break out and open my shell. I could make up for all I was missing in life, and I'd widen my circle as well. I would take in theatricals, nice ones of course, to assist when my budget was tight. I'd provide bed and breakfast at regular rates, and perhaps a wee something at night. I prepared to accommodate all who would come as I opened my portals again. And I was amazed and quite gratified too that so many were keen to get in. Though I've given home comforts to many of late, I've an actor who's regular now. He likes me to assist when he's practicing roles. It's amazing how soon you learn how. When it's hard, I can help, 'cause he's not satisfied till he's tried it again and again. It's exhausting, but then he has very large parts, so I've really no cause to complain. My friend Mrs. Wishart comes by of a night and helps us if three are required. She's a very quick learner and really adept, with a wit that is sometimes inspired. The two of us laugh when we think of the past at those widows so bored and so staid. But all that has changed since we flung open wide our doors unto kin passing trade.